WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, stay home. That's the message from Governor Murphy as New Jersey heads into one of its holiest weekends of the year. He says staying apart this year is the surest way we'll be able to gather again next Easter.
And the 9 million of us need to flatten that curve. Stay home. Stay away from each other. Again, that leads to fewer infections, fewer hospitalizations, fewer intensive care unit hospitalizations, and fewer loved ones who we will lose.
To date, the state has nearly 55,000 positive cases of COVID-19, and over 1,900 people have died. As we told you it would, according to a count kept by Johns Hopkins University, the worldwide death total from the coronavirus has hit 100,000 on this Good Friday, as new data shows the disparity in hospitalization rates across the U.S. In Minnesota, that's 21 out of every 100,000 people. In New York State, 915 per 100,000. Hospitalizations in New York State stay relatively flat in today's update. Nearly another 800 deaths reported there, however, drawing the state's total ever closer to 8,000. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says if the hospitalization rate does not spike again, his state might not need overflow hospitals it has been racing to construct. Around 1 in 7 New Jersey workers covered by unemployment insurance have filed claims for unemployment benefits, a sign of how much the coronavirus has damaged the economy. Rutgers Camden professor Dinesh Iyer says the fallout will deepen further before a recovery.
Even after the last recession, New Jersey was one of the states that recovered on a much slower basis compared to the rest of the country. So our recovery time is also going to probably be longer.
Around 1 of every 7 New Jerseyans covered by unemployment insurance have filed claims for benefits over the last 3 weeks. That's a higher share than in 40 states, but 9 states and Puerto Rico have actually had it even worse. This afternoon at NJ1015.com, we have this story. Police are looking for a Florida man who allegedly stiffed New Jersey restaurants by ordering pizzas for police, law enforcement, and hospitals, then allegedly wished that Italians would become afflicted with coronavirus when the restaurants called looking for him. Eateries in South Brunswick, Montgomery, Plainsboro, and West Windsor lost several $1,000s. Over 350 landmarks and buildings in New Jersey and across the country have been lighting up in blue at night in support of healthcare workers. First responders also formed a 3.5-mile parade around Community Medical Center in Toms River. See the photos at NJ1015.com and on our free app. Turn to NJ1015.com for more on New Jersey's coronavirus crisis. Do we have to watch out for a freeze tonight? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 5:07. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
A freeze watch in effect for northwestern New Jersey tonight, with low temperatures falling to around 30 to 35 degrees. Now the ferocious wind will become less gusty after sunset tonight, but it's still going to be breezy. So we have to talk about a wind chill, the feels-like temperature that could dip into the 20s by tomorrow morning. Tomorrow will be bright and sunny, dry and still breezy, with highs improving to the mid-50s, and then Easter Sunday promises to be the warmer, calmer day of the weekend. Highs warm into the mid-60s with clouds thickening up. Our next storm system will bring in some rain starting Sunday night. Monday morning could be some heavy rain out there. Then Monday turns windy and warm as highs temporarily spike into the 70s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Mount Laurel, 47 degrees. Garfield, 47. Scotch Plains, 46. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.